Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5. Today marks the 35th anniversary of John Lennon's death, which is, first of all, incredible that it was 35 years ago. A sad day. And I remember, I was 15 when it happened. I was a sophomore in high school. And this was, sort of the first celebrity death. You know, I was only 15, but the first celebrity death that actually, got to me, really hit me hard. Since then, there have been, obviously, a ton of celebrity deaths that have upset people and have upset me as well. And, obviously when a celebrity passes away, you don't know those people. You don't have a personal, a connection with them. You've never met them. You don't know them. But they've made an impact on your life. Lennon certainly did. And I was only alive for 15 years at that point. But he had made a huge impact on my life, and I think he made a huge impact on a lot of people's lives, and I think that's a massive understatement. And I can't believe that it happened 35 years ago today. I think, like many people, this is how I found out about it. Do we have it? Oh, sorry, Dan.
Placed in total perspective for us. I'll finish this. They're in the hurry-up offense. Third down, four. Foreman. It'll be fourth down. Kavanaugh will let it run down for one final attempt. He'll let the seconds tick off to give Miami no opportunity whatsoever. Timeout is called. 3 seconds remaining. John Smith is on the line. And I don't care what's on the line, Howard. You have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous, perhaps, of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty bound we had to take. Frank?
Indeed it is.
So that's how I found out about it. Millions and millions of other people found out about it the same way. And I just remember going to school the next day. I was in high school. I was a sophomore in high school when it happened. And I remember going to school the next day. And some kids didn't care. Some kids didn't really, know the Beatles or John Lennon's work, and it didn't really have an impact on them. But there were those of us who, that day was just a sort of a blur. It was very, very weird. And I remember, walking down the hallway and making eye contact with people without even saying a word, making eye contact with other people and other kids in the hallway. Without saying a word, we knew that it was just this really horrible, sad time, this sad day. And incredibly, and this is an absolutely true story, I will not name the teacher's name, but we would have morning announcements, as most high schools did over the PA system. We'd have morning announcements during homeroom. And we would also have I went to Luther North, and it was a Lutheran school, so they would also have a morning prayer. And whatever teacher was doing the morning prayer, they would make announcements and they would do the morning prayer. And then whatever kid is doing the announcements would come in and go, hey, there's a pep rally in the gym and blah, blah, blah. So there was this specific religion teacher who, even at that age when I was 15, I knew the guy was a little bit nuts and definitely fanatical. And I wasn't sure how he got the gig. He got on the intercom to announce. He was doing some news things. And at that point, there were still hostages in Iran. And so that was a thing that they updated every morning. They would talk about the hostage crisis in Iran every morning. So he talked about that. Then he talked about John Lennon being shot and killed. And then proceeded to say that we should not feel sorry for this man because he's going to end up in hell. And I remember sitting in the classroom and I was like, how dare you, man? And I had heard years later when I went back to speak at my high school, which in and of itself is insane that they actually had me come back to speak at the high school. But I came back to speak to high school, and the principal who brought me back was a teacher at that time in 1980 when this happened. And he said that a group of them, like, ran out of their classroom and down the hallway to the office and turned the mic off and grabbed him and said, what the hell is wrong with you? He was not fired because I you know, eventually had the guy again. But I remember, even at 15, going, whoa, what was that? So that's the lovely memory that I have attached to that morning, was this guy telling me not to feel bad for John Lennon because he's burning in hell. And I was like, what? So,
he an older? Do you remember?
Late 50s, maybe?
Well?
Late 50s? I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember much other than that I hated the guy. So it happened 35 years ago. Now, Dan, you weren't even born. No. It's legit. You weren't born, so you don't have a memory of this.
I was like 9 days old, but.
Oh, right. You were born in 1980.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, you were born in 81.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, you weren't born yet. And I always find it fascinating when I sound like a really weird old dude, but I always find it fascinating when I meet people who have lived a life without knowing that John Lennon was alive. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you know that he was alive. What I'm saying is that you lived at a time when John Lennon was already dead. And I always find that really weird. And Elvis is another one. Like, it's hard for me to believe that, you know, like there was a time when it was like, yeah, Elvis died before I was born. I was like, oh, man. The little things like that made me feel real old. I don't know. Now, Roger, where were you when you heard the news?
Actually, I got a phone call. I had gone to bed early the night before, so I didn't see it on TV. I'd gone to bed early because I had an early morning call to go to work at Q101. Mm-hmm. And I got a phone call about 2 hours before I usually had woken up saying, hurry up, get on the L, interview people, and get in here.
Yeah.
And so I reported on it on that day. I was in shock when I heard.
Yeah.
Just an amazing day, a memorable one in the way that you remember certain events.
Sure, of course.
You know, like you do.
Yeah.
But that whole day was spent reporting on it, and the TV coverage was
well. His contributions to the world are immeasurable. December 8th, 1980, John Lennon was shot dead by Mark David Chapman. And the world went into mourning. It happened 35 years ago today. It was outside his luxury apartment building on Manhattan's Upper West Side near Central Park. Chapman ended the ex-Beatles star's life, firing several shots, then leaving Lennon with severe wounds in his chest, back, and left arm. The British musician, who was married to Yoko Ono at the time, was rushed to Roosevelt Hospital in a police car, was pronounced dead shortly after arrival. Chapman was sentenced to 20 years to life in prison. And he was last denied parole in August 2014. At his parole hearing, he said, "I am sorry for causing that type of pain. I am sorry for being such an idiot and choosing the wrong way for glory." Just 40 at the time, Lennon's death turned him into a legend, and his memory lives on through his music that he created and the message of peace that he inspired. The official Twitter account for John Lennon's estate asked followers to share their memories of the late singer and messages. Beatles fans are expected at Cavern Walks to mark the 35-year anniversary of his death, and the Beatle Appreciation Society will also be lighting 130 candles to honor the victims of the Paris attacks. So if you want to jump in here, if you have John Lennon memories, we can talk a little bit about this for a few more minutes. If you remember where you were when you heard about it, you just want to talk about John Lennon and what he meant to you on this anniversary, you can give us a call. We got a few more minutes to talk about it. So the phone lines are open at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for your thoughts on John Lennon. 35 years ago today, he was killed. Where were you when you heard about it? Morning. That's my favorite John Lennon song of all time, Jealous Guy. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN morning on this Tuesday morning. It's December 8th, 2015, and on December 8th, 1980, John Lennon was slain in front of his apartment in New York City. And we're just remembering John Lennon. And if you want to jump in here with any of your thoughts about Lennon and his music and what it meant to you, or if you remember where you were when you heard that John Lennon was killed, as I mentioned before, and we played the audio from Monday Night Football, that's how I found out about it. I was watching Monday Night Football and heard Howard Cosell break the news, and couldn't believe it. Was just shocked, and just like, how and why would anyone on earth do that? Lennon has contributed so much music that we can listen to forever now. So he's left behind an enormous and incredible legacy, both with the Beatles and on his own. He has also left behind an incredible legacy with his children, who have gone on to be great musicians and great personalities. And culturally, he changed a lot of the ways that people looked at things. And he always, had a message of peace and hope. Just an amazing artist, an amazing person. He was also terrific and fun to watch in movies. An enormous loss to the planet Earth. And it was horrible. And I can't believe it was 35 years ago. Ron in Wheaton says, I was 12. And I just remember that all the teachers were very quiet and the vibe was very heavy at school. 630 area code says, I know exactly. I moved into a new home, which I'm still in. I was standing in the living room. I was cleaning the west window, and I went weak-kneed, and I almost passed out from shock when I heard of John Lennon's passing. So it's it happened 35 years ago today. So remember John Lennon. Listen to some songs by John Lennon, and maybe watch Hard Day's Night. Something along those lines. So a very melancholy day, and boy, I can't believe it was 35 years ago. Live here in studio right now, joining me is Steve Alexander. Steve, do you remember where you were when you were?
Oh, yeah. I was one of my first radio jobs, actually. And I distinctly recall the shock that we all at the station were operating under as we reported on this.
And, mm-hmm. I've always really, admired people that had to work during things like that, whoever had to cover 9/11, mm-hmm. While it was happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just, I remember Spike was on the air when it was all happening here and listening to it. And to cover things like that, when incredible tragedies happen like that, you got to put on your professional face and do that.
Well, when Bobby Collins died.
Oh, God.
How tough does that get when one of your own people, when it's somebody you're not closely connected with.
And again,
with,
Spike was on the air for that too.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
But so you were, did you have to, were you reporting on it and things like that? Or?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, were you a fan of the Beatles?
Yeah. I have to tell you though that John wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Paul guy.
I was a Paul guy and a George guy too.
Oh, well, my friend Dan Shugrue, my great friend Dan Shugrue, mm-hmm. George guy.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Ringo.
Yeah. There are a couple of, there's this movie called 500 Days of Summer. You ever see 500 Days of Summer?
No.
I know you're a big movie fan. You haven't seen that one?
You
should check it out. It's really good. Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Zooey Deschanel.
Right.
And Zooey Deschanel's character, Ringo guy. She goes out of her way to talk about how much she loves Ringo and that Ringo is the best Beatle. By the way, a terrific movie. Yeah, seriously, it's a really, 500 Days of Summer. Really,
I remember the title. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a terrific movie. You'll like it.
One I missed, but.